After a two-year gap, with impatience mounting among his fans, it's only during the last few weeks that The Pretender, Jackson's latest and most successful album, has hit the streets. This one was produced by John Landau, whose most recent production job was on Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run album. I wondered if the plan had always been to use a producer on this LP, instead of the rather informal arrangements that had been made before.
It's about as straightforward a conscious decision as I'd ever make, was call him up and ask him if he wanted to do it.
Had you known him for a long time before?
A couple of years.
Were you sort of encouraged in that decision by the Springsteen record?
Sure, but not as much as by hanging out with him and talking with him. It's about the only person I had found that could stand to hear me talk about my records, you know, and would just listen, you know, and would either agree or disagree. Or, I mean, we had a dialogue. I mean, it went both ways. We discussed things, you know, about my records and how they were made.
Even with Landau in charge, The Pretender does not rank as one of the fastest records ever made. Eventually, help came from the wife of one of Jackson's friends, Lowell George of Little Feet.
Lowell's wife, Liz, came by one night. She says, "What is the problem? Why don't you just sit down and tell me what, you know, what is you're trying to do here? Because, you know, you did nothing but, like, slap your forehead and walked around the room and stopped for 10 minutes at a time and fixated on a spot on the wall and then jumped up and gone out there and sang one more line. What is it you're trying to do?" And I said, "Well, I have the melody of the song and I've got the counterparts, which is also very much like the melody, and either one could be the melody. I'm singing both of them, it doesn't matter, but they have to answer each other, and they have to, like, read across, you know, if the one has to answer the line before my particular mania is to make both of them make individual sense, and they also have to come in on the same line at the end in harmony." He said, "Well, tell me where you're at with it." So I recited the one that already had the made sense, and the other one, and just in reciting it to her, it came right out, and I just said it to her, and she looked at me and smiled and said, "Well, what's the problem?" seems to me like this is the first love song I ever wrote. This one here. And I'm sitting there in my life.
Singing our favorite songs was blowing her kisses whenever I turned to get the sausage.
At the moment the music began, and you heard the guitar player starting to sing, you were filled with the beauty that ran through what you were imagining. Dreaming of scenes from those songs of love, I was the endless sky, and you were my Mexican dove. Now the music that played in your ears grows a little bit fainter each day, and you find yourself looking through tears at the love you feel slipping away. But it's not the kind of love you might hope to find. If tears could release the heart from the shadows preferred by the mind.
I gather that your mother-in-law helped you to write one of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
I was sitting at the piano one day, and she plopped this bunch of lyrics down in front of me and said, "Here, write this." And I did.
She's been a songwriter for some time, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So has she written anything super famous before this?
A little before my time, you know. Yeah, she had some hits, I guess, right around the early 50s, had a couple of hits, you know.
What sort of songs? Sort of things like maybe Nat King Cole would do, or that kind of thing, or show tune?
Never heard of
them. Never heard of them?
No. They're famous titles, you know. I was thinking about that the other day, you know. There are a lot of famous songs. But, I mean, I never asked her to sing for me. I suppose I should. She wanted it to be a country song. Matter of fact, Henley thought it should be a country song, too. So we sat down one time and sang it real country, you know. It's like, "Here come those tears again, just when I was getting over you, just when I was gonna make it through another night without missing you.
Come those tears again, just when I was getting over you, just when I was gonna make it through another night without missing you. Thinking I might just be strong enough after all. And I hear your footsteps echoing in the hall. And here we stand again, where we've been so many times before. Even though you look so sure, as I was watching you
time, but I'm strong and I'm fine.
Thank you.
This is a song that I wrote for my father. I don't think I've sung this in a while. Since that time I tried to play it for him and he fell asleep. And he really did. I was going to put this song that I found of his. He wrote this song called Dear Jackson. And it was, he wrote it before I was born. And it was a cool song. And it had all these great old players on. He recorded it with Jack Teagarden playing the trombone. It's like this old 78 that I found. I mean, it wasn't even released. It wasn't like a 78 record. It was a 78 acetone demo. No, it's what you did when nobody had tape recorders, so you recorded something, they gave you this thing you could play at home, but it was all scratching. Anyway, so I'm writing this song. And I wrote a song for my son, too. I'll see if I get through this, okay? I'd really like to. I'd like to think that I've come up with a song. Then I carry you in close to the sky. All I need is to be with some fire. I'm not going to let you follow. And all the things that I can't be with. See, I don't like this song.
You're the only one. Song that during the recording of this song, I was really I'd been working in the studio for a long time, making records at times a kind of a search, you know, for the right sound, for the rest of the words, for exactly the thing that you mean to say. And during the making of this record, I kind of used to fantasize about being this session player that was on the sessions. His name was Freddie Tackett, and he'd just come in every day. You know, he'd plug in, you know, he'd sit there, and then when it was time to play, he'd play, whatever, you know, whatever was he was figured would be best to play. And he's a really reliable player. I mean, he's like an appliance, you know, you plug him in, he plays the stuff, you know, all the time. And I began to think, that would be it. That would be the gig to have, you know. Just go to work every day, you know, do your job, go home, you know. The song was The Pretender.
And we'll fill in the same colors
in each other's paint by number three. And we'll put our dark glasses on, and we'll make love until our strength is gone. When the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender. Where the FCA gave, true love could have been a contender. Are you there? Say our prayer for the pretender who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
Justify. big guy for me, baby. He can let me slide. Cause I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from.
on the record, it's got these guys playing that I met through Lowell George and Van Dyke Parks. These Mexican guys who play Mexican harp and guitarrón and vihuela. But this is the way the song was written originally. At the moment the music began, and you heard the guitar player starting to sing, you were filled with the beauty that ran through what you were imagining. Dreaming of scenes from those songs of love, I was the endless sky, and you were my Mexican dove. Now the music that played in your ears grows a little bit fainter each day. You find yourself looking through tears at the love you feel slipping away. Though it's not the kind of love you might hope to find, if tears could release the heart from the shadows preferred by the mind. Up in the night, caressing your face while you sleep. Love will fill your eyes with the sight of a world you can't hope to keep. Dreaming on after that moment's gone, the light in your lover's eyes disappears in the light of the dawn. But the morning brings strength to your restless wings, and some other lover sings to the sun's bright corona. I know all about these things in the Paloma. Fly away, fly away.
Through another night without missing you.
must be strong enough after all. When I hear your footsteps echoing in the hall, maybe here we stand again, where we stood 100 times before. Even though you look so sure, as I was watching you walking at my door, but you always walk back in like you did today, acting like you never even went away. But I don't know if I can open up and let you in.
Fortune comes. Thank you. control me, he would laugh. And we'll fill in the same color in each other's paint by the dream. For the dark clouds on me, and we'll make love until last week is gone. The morning light comes streaming in, get up and drink. Thank you.
baby, you can free me. All in the power of your sweet tenderness. Oh, and I'm gonna do you right, baby. You got those bright baby blues. Too much you've imagined you can gain. Not enough you're sure that you can lose.
A friend of mine said, close your eyes.